The Woodman in the Morning on K104.
So, yeah, so I order Amazon. I get these towels that come in, you know, 14 by 14.
Yeah.
Ziplocs.
Square Ziplocs, right? Yeah. So I get them, open them up. I'm like, oh, these are great, man. They're nice and soft, perfect, drying a car off. So I walk over and I go put them into the bin. I'm unfolding them. All of a sudden, whap.
What?
I get stung on my finger.
No way.
Bite. Something bites me.
No way.
What happened?
I mean, bites me hard.
What was it, spiders?
And I'm like, what the hell?
A bee?
It was a yellow jacket.
Oh, hell no.
Were they inside this?
It must have been in the fold when I opened it. Bam! Hit me twice. Right, bam, so
you didn't even know it was in there.
And I'm like, oh my.
Dude, hopefully that those didn't come from China or something.
That's what I was worried about.
Have you seen, dude, no big bees? Wasps?
Well, the bees are nuts right now.
So I'm like, oh man. I shook my hand off. I'm like, damn, that hurt. Yeah, and I looked, and I got hit twice. And all of a sudden, my finger started blowing up.
Really?
And I'm ready to call 911. I thought I'm going to, you know, because I'm allergic.
An allergic reaction. Yeah, you don't mess around with a bee sting.
I'm ready to call the ambulance.
Yeah.
And I get an alcohol, pouring alcohol, and I'm pouring everything on it.
Yeah. Mm.
Then I can't even bend the damn finger.
Yeah, it was swollen.
And I'm like, oh, this is not good. This is not good.
No, this is not.
No.
Dude, that was pretty painful. I forgot how bad a yellow jacket hit, man. That's a pretty good sting.
You're lucky you didn't have trouble swallowing. And
I'm glad it was on my hand.
Yeah, but still.
Instead of my throat or something.
Still. I mean, there's people that are so highly allergic, you could die from that.
No. I am allergic to bees.
You should have an EpiPen then. You got an EpiPen?
Well, no, I was fine. It went away.
You should have one with you.
Like 3 hours later. But this morning, it's like still numb.
Well, first of all, Diva,
look at the finger.
Woods already got. He only has 9 fingers to begin.
Yeah, I like that finger. Yeah, it's I do middle. That all day long.
I'm sure you. Yeah, and I'm sure you do.
And all day long.
Well, at least you still have your whole finger.
Oh wow, you still took his nub over there.
Last time he had a finger issue at the car wash, he no longer had a finger.
He took your
I
nub.
Still have a finger.
Don't do that nasty.
You got a half a finger, dude. How many fingers now are you missing?
9 and a half.
Well, let's see. This pinky.
See?
I got
you messed up that pinky.
This
oh
pinky
my God.
Got. No, this one got ripped off. When I was
the
playing
nail
soccer.
Got, the nail
poor
got
thing.
Ripped off.
No. This whole finger here. This what? Pinky got.
That thing is messed. Look at his finger. It's all messed up. It's all like.
It got sewed back on.
It's about as crooked as my toe.
It's about as crooked as his.
Yeah, right.
Oh, shut up.
That carrot commercial.
And you got a pencil commercial.
You ever see that commercial with the doctor and the carrot?
But, dude, I don't know.
It looks like his finger.
I don't know what's going on. My fingers get attacked all the time.
Well, I'm wondering where that bee came from. If it came out of that
dude, that's
package.
That's what worried me. I'm like.
What the hell kind of bee was that?
My question is, if should I like email Amazon and say, yo, where did this package come from? Because a damn yellow jacket flew out of it and stung the hell out of me.
They'll probably give you everything for free.
You think?
But they're going to probably ask you to prove it somehow.
Yeah.
Prove it? How the hell am I going to prove it?
Take a picture of your finger.
Yeah, it's one the middle finger.
The middle finger.
Here's your
the
refund.
One I do all
here's
time.
Your proof.
Here yeah. goes, bam, two at the same time.
Have you ever got stung by a yellow jacket?
Hell no.
I've gotten stung, yeah. It's been a while. But I'll tell you right now, I was at the orchard last weekend. The bees are out of control.
Really? Really?
Because it was like 80 degrees in the end
wasp
of October.
Worse.
It's insane.
Corey, you ever been hit by a yellow jacket?
The first time I've ever gotten stung by a bee was by a yellow jacket on the wrist.
Oh, hell no.
But does your finger still, like, here it is this morning, and my finger still is kind of a little numbish.
That's going to take some time.
No, apparently I'm toxic because it didn't bother me at all.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
I mean, it hurt.
I couldn't even bend my finger for like about 4 hours.
No, I did get stung by a white-faced hornet, and I had that on my leg. There's still a hole in it.
That's another one.
What the hell's a white-faced hornet?
Oh, they're nasty.
Those are the ones that build those mud.
Oh, the mud wasp?
Mud daubers.
What do you call them?
Mud daubers.
What is that, some down south thing?
Hell to the yeah.
A mud dauber?
Yeah. They use mud to make homes.
That was
look it up.
That was your nickname on high school.
that's Diva's nickname online.
That's your Tinder handle.
No, Grindr.
Grindr handle.
I've never known no Grindr, you little trolls. Bill know about Grindr more than I do.
At Mud Dauber.
He's always on there. I'm serious. Look it up. You jack behinds. It's called Mud Dauber.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It is actually a thing.
I told you, stupid.
The Mud Dauber. All right.
You ain't kidding. It is. It's a mud wasp.
The Woodman in the Morning on K104.